أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly, the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not join any with Him in worship. And to your parents, إِحْسَانًا. Be the best in behavior, in manners, in etiquettes. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reveal His book haphazardly. In other words, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something is just as significant as what is being said. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what He says is just as significant as what is being said. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, He is placing the importance of the parents right behind His worship. That the ihsan, the good, the obedience, the manners, the behaviors, the etiquettes, the respect of one's parents falls right up there, right behind the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to your worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He again reminds us in the Holy Quran,
وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِتَابَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا.
And your Lord has decreed that you worship no one but Him, and that you be dutiful to your parents. If one or both of them attain old age in your life, do not say to them, "Uff," the least word of disrespect, nor shout at them, but address them in terms of honor. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu wa alayhi salam, he said, "Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has said this word, and if there was any lesser word than uff, He would have put that there in the revelation." And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never mentions the mother and the father without making it clear with regards to our parents that they deserve respect. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمْ جَنَاحَ ذِلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, and lower the wing of humility, meaning be humble before your parents.
وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبِّيَانِي صَغِيرًا,
and say, "My Lord, cherish them in the same manner that they cherished me when I was an infant." Allahu Akbar. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this, as Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, "I was sent to complete the good manners." And the good manners for the human being is that as parents, there is nothing that Allah is going to ask you about with regards to your children except, did you teach them that I am their Lord? And that there is no Lord, there is no God except me. That's it. Because their risk, their provisions is not on you. Nothing is on you except to teach your children La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Of course you're supposed to take care of them to the best of your means. But what will be charged against you is the kalima. Did you teach them La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because that is the beginning of the manners.
Once they know La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that is the first thing that is on them. The next thing, how did you treat your parents? All of the duties that are wrapped up in the kalima, of course, the salah, the sadaqah, the praying, as we mentioned, the fasting in the holy month of Ramadan, the giving of the charity, the zakat, that's all wrapped up in the kalima. That is part of that. That is part of its manners. Following this, how do you treat your parents? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. He is the benevolent, the generous. And so, although we are duty bound to our parents, just on general principle, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a great treasure in our manners and behavior towards them. And even more specifically, in how we treat our mothers and what that seed can reap as far as a harvest. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please take note. According to Wahab bin Manbih, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was holding court one day by the seashore. As was his custom, as was the arrangement with regards to his court, the birds would hover aloft above him and his court, providing shade from the sun. Those in his army of the human beings would be at his right. Those in his army of jinn would be at his left. And the wind would be at the ready. All of them ready, waiting for his command. Now on this day, while watching the waves, he began to reflect upon the sea and its depths. And he began to wonder, just how deep is the sea? So he decided to satisfy his curiosity. And he commanded the wind to lift him and his entire regiment, all of his army, out and above the sea. So they went far, far, far out to what he determined to be a good spot, and he halted his army, and he commanded the commander of all of his troops to come before him. And he said, "Choose the best 100 divers that we have." And when they were assembled, he said, "Okay, now choose the best 30 of them." And when the best 30 were chosen, he said, "Choose the best 10 of these." And when the best 10 had been selected, he said, "Show me the best 3 of them." And when they had been chosen, he chose the one of the 3 that he believed to be the best. And he said to him, "Dive to the depths of the sea as far as you can go, and come back to me and report on all that you have seen." The diver replied, "O Prophet of Allah, alayhi salam, I hear and I obey." And he dove into the depths. When he returned to Prophet Sulaiman, the Prophet of Allah, alayhi salam, he asked, "What did you find?" He said, "O Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam, I saw nothing more than waves and whales, but I found at its depths a great angel." And when he saw me, he asked me, where are you going? I said, Prophet Suleiman bin Dawood alayhi salam, he sent me here to report on what I see, as far as I can go down. So the angel replied, when you return to Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, give him my greetings and tell him that a people sailed these waters 40 years ago. When they found themselves at a point, they realized their ships needed repair. And so they halted here to fix them. While they were working, one of the workers dropped a hammer and it fell into the depths. It's been falling ever since and has yet to reach the bottom. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, he was surprised at this news, but still didn't get the message. So he returned his army to the shore. And it was not long after that he spied a sphere floating in the sea. This sphere, from what he could tell, appeared to be made of glass. And so he told some of his army, go and fetch me that. When they brought it, it was a large glass sphere. And when they brought it to shore, two doors opened from it. And emerged a young man in white clothes, whiter than yogurt, and with his hair wet as if he had emerged from a shower. Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, he asked him, young man, are you a jinn or a human being? And he said, no, I am a human being, O Prophet of Allah alayhi salam. So he said, what's your story? He said, O Prophet of Allah, I had a mother to whom I was exceedingly attentive to her needs. I fed her and gave her to drink by my hand. And I never spared her any kindness, whether it be in deed or in words. After some time, as my mother lay on her deathbed, I asked her, O my mother, supplicate to Allah on my behalf. So she raised her head and she said, Allahumma, O Allah, you know very well how good my son has been to me. O Allah, bless him to worship you alone, undisturbed, in a place where no man nor jinn, neither Iblis nor any of his soldiers will find him, nor watch him, nor distract him to control him. And with those words, my mother returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I took her body and buried her and fulfilled my duty to her. And I then took myself to the shore. Well, there I saw this sphere with its doors open wide. And I said to myself, let me investigate. When I did, the door shut and the wave seized the sphere and took it out to the sea. And this was the last time that I saw the shore. Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, he asked, O young man, how do you eat? He said, O Prophet of Allah alayhi salam, at nightfall, a white bird comes carrying something in its beak and it pushes it to me. And when I eat it, I find that it is enough for me for water and food. He said, Suleiman, Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam, when you're in this sphere, you're in the depths of the sea. How do you know the difference between night and day? He said, O Prophet of Allah, alayhi salam, inside this sphere there are two threads, one white and one black. When the white thread is brighter, I know that it's day. And when it is lost its brightness, I know that it's night. So Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked him, would you like to live among us and accompanying us, O young man? He said, no, O Prophet of Allah alayhi salam, I ask your permission to return to my sphere to continue the mission that my mother supplicated Allah on my behalf. So Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam gave him leave. And the young man entered this sphere, his doors closed, and the waves took him back out to the sea, where he continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best where he is to be found. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, listen carefully. The mother did not pray, O Allah, bless my son with wealth. Or bless my son with children. Or bless my son to be the king. Allah blessed her to know there is nothing better than the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing better than to worship Allah ikhlasan, purely, undisturbed, uninterrupted. Does not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhilkum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah? O you who believe, do not let your wealth nor your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she knew that if Allah blessed her with this, blessed him rather, with this, he would have indeed gained a great deal of good. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so look where the dua of your parent, of your mother, can put you. Take heed of the advice of Imam Ali alayhi salam, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. As he said, let the disrespectful to the parent do whatever he wishes of good deeds. He will not enter the paradise. And let whoever attends to his parents do whatever he wishes of evil. He will not enter the fire. Because the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the pleasure of the parent. The parents, plural, walidain. And the wrath of Allah is the wrath of one's parents. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, bad manners is bad luck. And we should know that the worst of manners, after ingratitude to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to have no respect for one's parents. The Muslim does not look to the West for culture. The Muslim does not wait for the kafir to tell him when and where he should demonstrate his good manners to his parents. And although we don't look to any kafir society as an example of good manners, still, good manners are good manners. And those worthy of mention really can be found in some Asian cultures. Why? Because to them, the idea of a nursing home for one's parents is foreign. This is not part of their culture, though for those of them who are looking to the West, you are finding it growing. They are not like this society, where the smallest sign of impairment or lack of independence on the part of one's parents, immediately they try to find a hole to throw them in and discard them to some nursing home. And countless of people there, most of them parents themselves, all share the same sad story. Nobody comes to visit them. Only in this country, on Mother's Day and Father's Day, does this society advertise, "Oh, remember your mama." Of course, only because there's a dollar behind it. But Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds the Muslim, every day is a day to remember one's mother. Every day is a day to remember one's father. Every day. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it was the report of Isa alayhi salam in his hadith that he passed by a grave and he found a man being punished severely. Then some years later, he passed by the same grave and he noticed this person was not being punished. And he said, "Oh Allah, when I passed by this grave, this person was being punished. Now I find them to be saved from the torment. What happened?" He said, "Allah, I blessed him with a child. And that child grew, and all this child said was, once, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So how could I punish one whose child is on earth praising me? Just one time. Just one time. Look at what the child can do for their parent when they are no longer here. And look at the investment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you, that if you invest wisely in what you bring into this dunya of children, then it will pay off. Did not Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that when you visit the grave, three things go with you: your family, your wealth, and your deeds. And only one remains: your deeds. Except the sadaqa jariyah, a righteous child, a work that lives beyond you, that for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or something that continues to benefit the people. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminds us in his hadith that Jannah, paradise, is at the foot of the mother. And he warned us again in hadith, do not disrespect your parents, because whomever disrespects his parents will never even smell paradise. And it can be smelled from more than 500 years walking. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, shame on the one who does not reach paradise by being dutiful to his parents when his parents have reached old age. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should be aware that Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Allah blessed him to receive and to be, or rather hear, 3,500 words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke 3,500 words exactly to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And the last words that he spoke came when Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he asked, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, command me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, I command you to be good to your mother 7 times over. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he responded, Hasbi, meaning, help me to complete this command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to him, the last words he said to him, know this, her pleasure is my pleasure, and her anger is my anger. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever makes hajj for either of his parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for that parent the hajj, meaning the parent who has returned to him. He will write the hajj for his parent, and he will write for the one who made the hajj the release from the fire, meaning that there will be no way that he will go to hell. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, who should receive my efforts? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, your mother, your mother, your mother, then your father. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, we have ordained that man be good to his parents. And again, he reminds us and warns us, and we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship upon weakness and hardship, and his weaning is in 2 years. Give thanks to me and to your parents, for unto me is the final destination. But if they both strive with you to make you join in worship other than me, that of which they have no knowledge, then do not obey them. But maintain close ties with the proper respect, and follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and in obedience. And then to me will be your return, and I shall tell you of what you used to do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should be reminded, the Muslim, no matter what he does, he knows he cannot repay his mother. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was asked. This man said, I have a mother and she's reached old age, and she never goes to the restroom, until I pick her up and take her. By doing this, have I repaid her?
No.
The man said, why? He said, she was doing that for you when you were an infant. Now she wishes you to gain reward by doing that for her. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they asked Zain al-Abidin, may Allah be pleased with him. They said, you know, we see you are the most attentive to your mother, but we never see you eat with her. Why? He said, I'm afraid that if my hand reaches out for that morsel of food that she had her eye on, by doing this, I'm afraid that Allah may charge me with oppression of my mother. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for good except good? We should know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for those of us who are parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah blessed you to be righteous and to fear Him and to be careful of your duty to Him and to be diligent about how you bring your children into this world, even if your children be wicked, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from this. As He said in His book, and as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared that he would oppress them by his rebellion and disbelief. So we intended that their Lord should exchange for them a better child than him in righteousness and nearer to the mercy of Allah. If you know the story, this is when Al-Khidr alayhi salam was accompanied by Musa alayhi salam, and he found a boy and he killed him right away. And Musa was shocked. What are you doing? This was this boy who had disobeyed his righteous parents, his believing parents, who was Muslim, stealing and causing fitna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from him and replaced him with a better righteous servant. And some scholars say that that servant was a prophet. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so I remind you, as I remind myself, if Allah bless you to be obedient, follow the rules, and bring children into this world through the gates of good, then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward you with better if you have a belligerent child. And I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't get it twisted. All that we have mentioned here is for those parents who follow the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and were married according to al-Islam when they conceive their children. Paradise is not at the foot of the fornicator. Sweet fruits do not grow on weeds. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't get it twisted. We have the responsibility as Muslims to uphold this deen, to tanha an al-fahsha'i wa munkar, to rebuke, to be against what is haram, forbidden. Not just for everybody else, for ourselves. And we cannot expect to reap the rewards of this deen if we are not practicing it. We cannot expect to have righteous children if we didn't bring them in the world righteously. And we cannot expect them to learn this deen through osmosis in a society that does not encourage Muslim Islamic behavior. So we have a job to do within ourselves and with our children. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you to enter this deen, and you've already had that situation before you, what comes before Islam is forgiven. But once you accept La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, it's on your neck. It's on your neck. And the shaytan, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that is his main mission. Increase my children. How does he increase his children? By getting you to bring them in the world without being married. There ain't no such thing as my baby mama having paradise at her feet. There ain't no such thing as my father being able to pray for me and this person has done haram that he is not repented for. That he doesn't feel like, oh, there's nothing wrong with how I've been living my life. He is just as the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, his food is haram, his drink is haram, the way that he gets his money is haram. All of this is haram. How can he be answered? The tawbah, Allah is merciful. And Allah knows best whom he decides to forgive. But when you go on the path of the shaytan, do not expect mercy. When you follow the footsteps, the khutuwat of shaytan, do not expect mercy. The mercy is when you turn away from that and say, Allah, forgive me. That's when you can expect the mercy. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this as I remind myself. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us all remember that there is no day in which the sun rises that is not Mother's Day. There is no day in which the sun rises that it is not Father's Day. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask you to join me in this dua, in praying for our parents. Allahumma, O Allah, forgive us and forgive our parents. O Allah, forgive the mothers of the Muslims. O Allah, forgive the fathers of the Muslims. O Allah, reward our mothers and fathers and the mothers of every Muslim for every single moment that they cherished their children and cherished us in childhood. O Allah, grant our parents the paradise. O Allah, grant us their pleasure. O Allah, grant us your forgiveness for any time that we overstepped our bounds with them. O Allah, forgive us any hard time that we gave our parents. O Allah, forgive us any occasion that we ignored them. O Allah, do not punish us due to the treatment that we have given them. O Allah, grant them good health and stretch their lives for those who are among us. And O Allah, expand the graves and give them every good that is in your bounty and your mercy for those who have left us. O Allah, grant them the paradise and grant us the mercy by your mercy that you have granted them. O Allah, grant us forgiveness of our ignorance by avoiding our duty to them and the great job that they did. O Allah, we ask you by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you sent us as a mercy for the human being to put a light from your light to let us see our rights. Or let us see the rights of our mothers upon us. O Allah, please let us follow the best of the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to our parents. O Allah, bless us to attend to our parents as you would have us as you would be pleased to see us attend to them. O Allah, do not let us fall short in our duty to them. Bless us to be amongst those who achieve the reward of being dutiful to their parents. And bless us all with your mercy and your forgiveness. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.